So, hi again. I'm Ralf Handel, and as I told before, my job is to make all our products speak OData eventually. And the first product that we had out speaking OData is SAP NetWeaver Gateway, which is an add-on that you can put in front of our business suite solutions, ERP, CRM, HR, and the BW, and wrap this data in OData services. And it makes it very convenient to wrap existing APIs as OData services, but actually programming ABAP to expose OData is only half of the fun. The other half of the game is building applications on top of the services. And Mustafa will show you some of the tools that we provide with SAP NetWeaver Gateway to make that job much easier. Okay, so these tools, of course, leverage our SAP annotations that we added into the metadata, and we definitely will replace them with vocabulary-based annotations once we have version 3 supported in our products. And here are examples of the most important annotations that we added and that are leveraged by the outside consumption tools. We added captions, labels to entity types and to individual properties. We mark properties as containing absolute measures or amounts in foreign currency. And we have cross references that say which second property will tell you what's the actual currency of that amount or the actual unit of measure of that absolute measure. And of course, we differentiate between money and measures. So,
thank you. Thanks, Al. Can you hear me well? Okay, I guess. My name is Mustafa Salam, and as Ralf mentioned, I'm a product manager in one of our products called SAP NetWeaver Gateway. How many of you are familiar with SAP and SAP Business Suite, ERP? Just one? Okay. Cool. We've been around, so most of the people really knows SAP for this part, SAP Business Suite, where you see lots of different business applications, some fancy words like CRM, SRM, SCM. ERP is the most probably the oldest one. Then one common thing about all these different business layers or applications in SAP, they are all based on the same technology layer. And we call it SAP NetWeaver. And SAP NetWeaver has its own, basically, SAP NetWeaver is formed of two different components or two different stacks, we call it. One is what we call ABAP stack. This is traditionally how SAP builds applications. And it's a language on its own. It has certain aspects that only relates to it. It has some unique aspects. And then later in the process, we also added Java support into the platform. So Java and ABAP are our native platforms, if you will. And then for many years, since we've been around for about 40 years, we are celebrating our 40th year, many different partners or even our customers connected to our solutions using different means that we provided. But there was one thing common about all those different means that we provided. They were all proprietary. And obviously, things are changing. We see different types of usages forming in the market. And for the ones who follow SAP closely, they might know that we are not necessarily the fastest to react to those changes. And we had reasons for that. But what we are trying to do now, rather than we try to change ourselves all the time, we are trying to open ourselves up using those standards so that, you know, others can easily integrate our functionality onto those environments. Now, what is SAP NetWeaver Gateway ultimately? SAP NetWeaver Gateway is trying to establish a few things, basically. First of all, it's providing an open platform, an open environment and platform, and It supports any environment, platform, and experience, so that these we call experiences, and as you can see, through all data, now these experiences can connect to our business functionality and consume that functionality. And this is, again, not to confuse, we have various different ways to connect to SAP still available, and we intend to support those ways still. So all data won't be the only way to integrate to SAP. All data is going to be the only way, probably, for people-centric usages. So if you have an UI, an end user at the end who needs to connect and consume the functionality, chances are it will be through all data. And we also call it timeless, because in a complex system like the ones that we have, when you change things, not always those changes are compatible. And then your customers are hesitant to take those new features and use them going forward. What we are trying to do here, we are doing it in a way that we support pretty much for the last 10, 15 years of versions out there with the current availability of all data support in Gateway. And that way, we call it timeless, in a way that you can basically start anytime you want. You don't have to upgrade your existing systems in order to use all data through SAP through Gateway. And the developers is also key, because another challenge that we had, I mentioned ABAP and Java as our native platforms, but you know, a majority of the world is probably developing using .NET and other platforms. So we are opening our APIs to those developers who doesn't also know anything about SAP. So they don't have to know anything about our proprietary protocols or data structures. As long as they are good with those standard technologies like OData, they should be able to consume our functionality. Just to provide you some basis on what we intend to do. Now, as we do this, this is interesting. Okay, I definitely have one more slide. Looks like it's hidden. Yes.
You can see why it's hidden.
Why is that?
No, it's got lots of boxes in it, man.
Exactly. I'm not going to go through all. So I just want to give you a perspective of what we will be focusing on. So obviously, there's more complex stuff at home, but what we are going to talk about here is just this box. And also the consumer aspects. The provisioning is yet another thing I would love to explain in detail, but chances are that 25 minutes that I have, which I've used already half of it, won't be enough to do that. And hopefully, in another opportunity, we will do that too. So what we try to do here, we have tools to provision, and then we also provide tools to consume, and we also provide some frameworks that others can also support in different languages so that they can also create tools to consume our all data services provisioned within SAP Network Gateway. Now, these are the what we call outside consumption tools. Outside is outside of SAP's, you know, own domain, because SAP also has various different solutions that they also connect and consume our functionality. But these are more generic. For example, for Android, we will be providing support in about 2 months based on Java. And then Flex, we partnered with Adobe towards the end of last year, and they provided a very nice plugin on their Flash Builder. And then we support PHP, .NET, as well as Objective-C, and you can see the list. So hopefully there will be also more to come. What I'd like to demonstrate today is the two things. Basically, one on the Java side, how to consume Java standard edition applications or through Java standard edition applications, how to consume our services. There are a few functions that we provide through that, and the same thing actually applies to PHP, but I won't be demonstrating that today. But you will see the options that it's as simple as picking PHP or Java to create the proxy code. And then what you will also see, some templates. In the case of PHP, I will just mention it basically here. I won't be able to demonstrate that because I simply can't program on PHP. And browsing SAP Network Gateway services, you will also see how easy it is to browse those available services. And referring to the annotations, we also see how they look. and how easily they can help the developer to make certain decisions. And then I will finish up with a .NET example, which is very similar to, it says PHP here. This is basically the same idea that we have with the PHP approach. And it's a typo. It shouldn't have said PHP. But it's the same approach. And then finally, the proxy generator within .NET. So much said. Let me just go ahead and get started. The Java example should be relatively easy. So what I have here, I created a very simple Java client application. And what it does, it makes an assumption that some proxies are created. In fact, those proxies are not created, so we'll create those together. And but once the proxies are created, it's very simple, basically. It first initializes a REST client and then instantiates the service and then finally executes. And then once the data is back, it just puts that data out somehow. Now, let me just show you how to easily generate those proxies. Just so you know, on my laptop, I also have SAP NetWeaver Gateway installed, and it's running on one of those virtual machines. And I will be, that's why, connecting to a server that is running on my machine for this exercise. And for the ones who are familiar with Eclipse, we simply start by creating a new class. I choose other type, and we have a plugin which is already installed on my environment here, and I choose the proxy generator. I have two different choices here. I could have also started an application project from scratch. What it does, it basically creates a template application without referring to a particular service, or and most of the parts are all commented, but at least it gives you an idea. You can modify it to point to a particular service directly without having to use any proxy. So that's another alternative, but not necessarily the easiest alternative. And this is probably a little bit better to demonstrate. So I will choose the proxy generation. And then since we started from that project, it supports suggests that project. And this is the place where you would make the decision whether you are creating it for PHP or Java. And I will choose Java. And for the package, I believe I need to say demo here because it should be in the same package. And now, at this point, I connect to our catalog. Let me just choose the server here. You can connect to multiple servers, obviously. And as soon as you do that, it lists all the available services in the system. So I choose this service.
Yeah, and just let me chime in. The interesting thing is that the catalog itself is also an OData service, of course, which connects to the metadata that we have stored in NetWeaver Gateway. And currently we rely on a fixed structure for that catalog, but the goal would be to define a common vocabulary for catalogs, and then we could annotate our catalog with this common vocabulary so that any kind of tool can access the catalog.
Thanks, Ralph. So if you choose the collections, then we can see different attributes that these collections have. And but ultimately, in order to save time and also have enough time for the .NET exercise, I will just continue and then create this the proxy classes. And you will see now a bunch of classes populated under source. The reason that we have so many classes generated is simply we have one class to indicate the service and provides accessibility to all those collections, etc. And then all the other smaller classes are the data structures for the associated objects. So as you can see, nothing looks bad now. The project seems to be OK. If I were to simply execute this application, and it makes the call, gets the data from the server, and basically, it's a very simple example, but I thought it would be useful to see how simple it is for a Java developer to connect to those services and consume. So any questions in this so far? Okay. There's one other aspect that I'd like to show you. Sometimes, as a developer, they don't necessarily always want to see that list at the time of creating a class. They might want to just browse the available services without necessarily any other intention than just looking at those services. And in fact, that's also possible. Let me briefly show that. I believe it is open view and other search console. That does that. And I can also maximize this. If I were to search for gateway services on this system, and let's say I'm searching for flight. Then it lists matching services, and I can do exactly the same thing. I can open the service, look at the collections, and if I really want to create a proxy, I can even create a proxy from this location, if necessary. So I will try to do something very similar using this time with the Visual Studio. And this example is a little bit better than the Java example because of the facilities that Visual Studio provides. And we have a plugin developed for this. And the plugin actually helps us to create a skeleton application. It's an ASP.NET type of application. And we will consume the same service. And obviously, you will see how easy it is. And then once the skeleton application is created, it can be modified for different purposes. So I will just create a new project. And as you can see, one of the templates that are available is about SAP web applications. And I'll choose that. And without changing anything, basically, I will say OK. And then the next thing you need to do is, similarly, we need to browse a service. And it automatically connects the system. I can change it if necessary. And I will use the same service. Now, this user interface is a little bit better. As you can see, annotations are more obvious here with SAP logo next to them. So these additional information associated with the data is coming from SAP. As I touched them, I also sorted them, which makes it a little bit difficult to see maybe for you. But ultimately, well, I can select this. And it will create a page. I can rename that page if necessary. And I can add the fields that I want to appear on this page, such as airline ID, flight date, maybe booking ID, customer ID, and maybe the name of that passenger. And now I'm pretty much done with the first page. Now I can add another page onto this. So what it does, it knows the association within that original service that now you have the list. There is a link to the detailed information. So it automatically proposes that if I, on the second page, I can name this as the detail page. And here I can choose further details. Let's see, connection ID, which is the flight number, airline ID, flight date, airfare, and maybe the currency code as well. And as soon as I click on OK, it creates the application for us. Okay, so it's still working on it. Oh, sorry, it's successful. Let's just run it. Thank you.
Okay.
So we just need to log on. While it's working, what I can say, 5 minutes left, I know. Thank you. Basically, once we look at the running application, I will be done. But before I finish, I also would like to suggest you, we will be here. My manager, Adi Kavaler, is also sitting here. He is basically the owner of the solution, SAP Network Gateway. And if you would like to learn more, or if you see that we can do things together, we are certainly open to any suggestions. And we would love to have conversation with you on that. So I knew this would work, but hopefully I won't be disappointed. It's just taking way too long. So I think the reason it's not it's taking so long, you can see, it's kind of a mistake that I made. I should have filtered the results. Right now, it basically downloaded only 27,000 rows into the space. So because of that, but I can basically choose any detail, and if I were to click on that, hopefully it will be much faster.